Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Trump administration is moving to allow imports of cheaper prescription medicines along with other steps. At a White House ceremony, Mr. Trump is signing four executive orders. In addition to importation, they are about paying lower international prices for some Medicare drugs, passing rebates directly to consumers, and making discounted insulin available to low-income people.
Under this order, the price of insulin for affected patients will come down to just pennies a day. Pennies a day from numbers that you weren't able to think about. It's a massive cost savings.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said in a statement that the executive orders follow a long list of decisive actions taken by President Trump to reduce the costs of prescription drugs and further deliver on his promise to ensure every American has access to better health care at a lower cost. Tensions are rising between the U.S. and China. Beijing has ordered the closing of the U.S. consulate in southwestern China in retaliation for the closing of its consulate in Houston.
China believes that the U.S. sees it as a rising power and it wants to keep it down. That is the narrative, the politicians at the very top and the view they have of the U.S. But having said that, these two countries rely on each other so much economically. China wants to have a more stable relationship. It certainly wants a more stable trading relationship.
The BBC's Robin Brandt reporting from Shanghai. The move was a response to the Trump administration's order this week for Beijing to close its consulate in Houston after Washington accused Chinese agents of trying to steal medical and other research in Texas. The Houston Chronicle had earlier reported trash cans full of papers being set on fire in the consulate. Negotiations over the next COVID-19 rescue bill are in flux. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent senators home for the weekend, promising a Republican proposal would be ready on Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 182 points, the NASDAQ dropped 98. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all. And a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir. Or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. According to reports from the Review Journal, Las Vegas Metro Police are investigating a possible drowning this morning at the Bellagio fountains on the Strip. A witness said she called 911 after she saw a man in his 40s or 50s jump into the water. The man was, according to reports, talking to himself before jumping, then yelled for help. Two others jumped in to do just that, but were not able to save the man. Metro Police are investigating that incident along with MGM Resorts. University Medical Center is changing course, asking you not schedule an appointment for a COVID-19 test at one of its large drive-through testing sites unless you are experiencing symptoms or have been exposed to a confirmed case of the virus. UMC officials say that will ensure the patients at highest risk will have access to the testing. UMC stops short of requiring symptoms or exposure for an individual to be tested. Expect some lane closures on the 15 next week due to some work on the planned Virgin Trains USA high-speed rail project. That begins Sunday night through the 31st of July on Interstate 15 southbound between Warm Springs and south of Sloan.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we are getting some slow flows as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl there. 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Also on the other side, you'll tap the brakes as well on that transition ramp, leaving 15 north to go 515 east.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's Kevin Wall with you at our brand new home, AM 670 KMZQ, a brand new day part, 3 until 6, and a brand new home, AM 670 KMZQ. Great to have you with us on this Friday. You know how we love to celebrate Friday. You know that we work 4 long, hard days to get to the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh, man, what day is it?
Oh, you know better.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Come on, you know it's Friday. That goes out to everybody all across the country. Streaming in places like Atlanta, Georgia, and Greeley, Colorado, Kansas City, Missouri, or is it Missouri? We never ever decided that. Great to have you with us. Thank you so much. Well, we do know this, that the president signed an executive order to lower the cost of prescription drugs. That's something that whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That is a good thing. And joining us now, Mark Lauder. He is the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect, and he joins us. Mark, you talk about these elections being about not just what am I going to do for you, but what have I done for you. This checks off another box for the president, does it not?
No, you're absolutely right, Kevin. Happy Friday to you. It's another promise made, promise kept. And this is something the president said he was going to address. He has hoped that Congress would do something. They showed that they were not able to do anything. So he's doing it himself. And he's taking the steps that are going to address the high cost of prescription medicine immediately by making sure that we cut out the middleman and that all of these big discounts that these drug companies offer to various hospitals and groups, that the savings don't go to the hospitals, they go to the patients. And that's what we need to have done. He's also opening the door to importing prescription drugs from reputable and verified manufacturers in Canada and in other places, because there's no reason why the international community should get the benefit of all of these low drug prices on the backs of the American consumer.
Why not go to Congress for this? Why go the executive order route?
Well, as we've seen, Congress isn't able to get anything done. This is something that the president has talked about. He has encouraged it. They have worked to do it. And they just can't get Congress on board because Congress is just so dysfunctional. And so the president is going to sign that executive order. He also said he's going to meet next week with some of the leaders of the pharmaceutical companies. And if they don't get on board with what he's talking about, then he'll take further executive action to lower the cost to American consumers, particularly our seniors. I mean, the federal government is the largest purchaser of prescription drugs in the world. Why can't they get the lowest price? And they should be able to get the lowest price, save taxpayer dollars, lower the cost for people, especially if you are on Medicare or Medicaid. And so he's going to take that step. If Congress won't do it, he'll do it on his own.
Have we ever had, and again, I haven't tracked this on a regular basis, maybe you have, have we ever had one of those classic hearings in a congressional committee like we did with tobacco, and one by one by one by one, they have to say, yeah, we are gouging you. Yeah, we are making Americans spend more for prescription drugs. Have we ever done anything like that?
I think there have been hearings off and on throughout the years, and what it has typically done, it's led the prescription drug companies to offer discount programs, and for those who may be on the lower end of the income spectrum, or they're giving away free prescriptions to certain people if they qualify. And that is absolutely great, and we're thankful that they're doing that. But what we need them to do is actually take more action to make sure that we're getting the lowest price. And right now, they are offering the lowest price to people around the world, but not to American consumers. And as the president has said from day one, he's always going to put the interests of our people first.
I know it's only been a couple of hours since the president actually signed the executive order, and I'm curious, has there been any blowback just in the last couple of hours or leading up to this executive order? Has there been any blowback from the Democrats as to why they wouldn't want something like this?
Well, no, and I think what we'll get typically from the Democrats is that it's not enough, or that they would have done it sooner, but they've had years to get this done, and they haven't done anything. And so the president's going to lead the way. He's going to take and put the needs of the American consumer first, especially he's even talking with the first action is targeting the outrageous cost of insulin and EpiPens. And so many parents I know, and I have to have EpiPens myself because of allergies, they're so very expensive. Well, now we're going to make sure that people who need that life-saving medication have access to it at a reasonable price.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. Earlier this week, the president made news saying that against the wishes of some of his political people, that he's not going to go to Jacksonville for the GOP convention, that it's going to be confined to, essentially North Carolina and maybe some tele-rallies. And I don't know what a tele-rally is. What is a tele-rally?
Well, it's an opportunity. It's a virtual rally, and so you'll see the president and the folks who want to sign up and participate will do it virtually, something like a Zoom thing. But he did five of these tele rallies last weekend in targeted strategic areas, spoke to 150,000 people, and then the replays of those tele rallies have been watched by almost 5 million people. And you know, the president has been very clear. He wanted to do this in North Carolina, but the governor there wouldn't do it. And then we moved it to Florida, and the situation on the ground, as optimistic and hopeful as we were, it just wasn't getting better quick enough. So the president made the correct call to pull it back. We can do this in an online virtual manner. And look, we're the Trump campaign. We don't do anything small. So even in an online setting, we'll do it where millions of people will watch it. They'll be excited by it. And it'll be a lot like what we do on our weekly nightly broadcast, where we get 1.5 million people every night of the week on average watching these online programs. I mean, that's more than watching CNN and MSNBC during most of the day.
Wow. Have you had a chance to actually see these tele-rallies? And does it allow Trump to be Trump?
Oh, it absolutely does, and it's a virtual interaction. It's a lot of fun. It's different, but you know what? We're living in a different world, and if there's a campaign that can do this, it's ours because we already have such a huge technological advantage over the Democrats. I mean, they're struggling just trying to figure out how to get Joe Biden to understand a teleprompter from his basement. Meanwhile, we're going out every night of the week, whether it's the president, speaking to 150,000 people, or us doing our nightly broadcast, basically from people's dining room tables that are getting 1.5 million people. I mean, this is how you win. And especially in the era of COVID, we can do these things, and it shows how energetic this campaign is. There's so much enthusiasm. I saw a stat the other day that we have registered more new Republican voters already in 2020 than we did during the entire 2016 campaign. So everything we're doing, we're already setting new records. We're breaking new ground, and Democrats are just struggling to keep up.
And yet, the poll numbers, everybody talks about, there's a Quinnipiac poll that just came out. Fox came out with a poll last weekend. It doesn't look great for the president. Is there a silver lining that I'm missing?
Well, I think what you're missing is that these polls have flawed models to begin with. Like, I'll tell you, there was an ABC News, Washington Post, I think the NBC News, Wall Street Journal, and Quinnipiac last week came out with polls. They sampled 24% Republicans. Well, in 2016 and 2018, when Republicans, you know, had it handed to them, it was 33% Republican was the electorate. So if you're intentionally underrepresenting Republicans by 10%, you're either incompetent or you're corrupt. And probably it's a combination of the two, because you're trying to generate a desired response. So when we look at our numbers and you look at places like Rasmussen, which actually got the 2016 election right, and they actually have the accurate voter model, this race is a dead heat. The president is actually ahead of where he was in 2016. He was ahead of Barack Obama at this point in 2012. And when you look at the state-by-state numbers, we are exactly where we need to be with our ground game and our energy, that we're confident that things are looking good for the president.
And let me just ask you one more question on polling and on the politics and on the when the president goes to Florida or he goes to Michigan or he goes to Minnesota, there is a footprint that is there for weeks to come, and it influences races down the ballot, races and presidential polling. And I'm just curious, is there a trepidation about going into these final months without the ability to be able to go into these communities and give these big 10,000, 12,000, 20,000 seat speeches?
Well, we would love to be able to do that, and I think we will be able to get back to that point as we get further along and we get at this current uptick in cases under control. We're already seeing that we're seeing some of the cases start to plateau and maybe drift back down again in some of those hard-hit areas, so we want to keep that up. But we don't have to have it, because what we can do, whether it's through our online presence or through our exceptional ground game, I mean, we have people on the ground, hundreds of people on the ground in these battleground states, and have had that many people there for over a year. I remember earlier this year, Kevin, when I was talking to you out, when I was out in Nevada, the chairman of the Republican Party in Nevada was saying he had people a year before any other campaign had ever done it. We had people on the ground in Nevada a year ahead of time. He was getting more money from our campaign than any other presidential campaign in history. And they're putting it to good use. We're doing those basic things you got to do to win. And then, of course, Joe Biden keeps making it easier for us when he does crazy things like calls police the enemy and gets on the side of the defund the police movement.
It's incredible. And by the way, you're exactly right. And I've been able to track this thing over the last 5-7 years. The time was when you'd parachute people in 6 months ahead of an election. We've had people living here on the ground, boots on the ground for years. And it's great to see. More coming up with Mark Lauder. Mark Lauder is the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. We'll talk about Mitch McConnell, Congress, and a stimulus bill. Where is the stimulus bill? We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. adhering to the regulations, and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye-Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye-Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye-Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye-Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday. So good to have you with us. This hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Mark Lauder joining us for another segment, talking about the president's reelect campaign. He is the strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 reelect. I want to ask you A lot of people keep asking me, well, when's there going to be another stimulus? Will I get another $1,200 check? What about my unemployment? The $600 runs out at the end of the month. The big question is, Mitch McConnell, I know today, promised that he would come back on Monday with a stimulus package by Monday. Do you think we'll get one, and do you think we'll get it through Congress anytime soon?
Well, I think they'll definitely, you will hear what the administration, what Senate Republicans are working toward, and I know they'll be working with their House counterparts, but as we know, the House is controlled by the Democrats, and the Democrats have the ability to slow things down as it happens in the Senate, so obviously you're going to have to make room for their negotiations as well. I can tell you that the administration and I believe the Senate, most Senate Republicans, believe that that $600 increase in unemployment benefits should be indexed. Because right now there are I think it's about 3/4 of the people who are receiving that benefit are now actually making more money in unemployment than they would if they were working. And we can't have that serve as a disincentive for people to get back to work. We need people to get back to work, and so we can't give them an incentive to stay on the sideline. That's the problem you had with Obama and Biden when they were in the Great Recession. They were paying people so long, you had people leaving the workforce by tens of millions just saying, yeah, I'd rather get the government check than I would actually go to work. So we're not going to make that mistake again, but it will be a negotiation. There will be, obviously, another stimulus. It's going to include over $100 billion to make sure our schools are safe to reopen. It will also change some of the rules as it relates to the Paycheck Protection Program because we want to make sure that those small businesses, the 51 million jobs that were already saved through that revolutionary program can continue to benefit from that until they're able to reopen. So I'm confident that there will be many things in there that will stimulate this economy and help people get through this uptick that we have seen in cases.
I want to ask you, because most people ask me, am I going to get another $1,200 check? Will there be direct payments to taxpayers, not just the $600 relative to the unemployed, but just to John Q. Public?
I think it's too early to say that right now. I think there's definitely both sides, both houses of Congress have some different thoughts on that. I wouldn't want to commit to it one way or the other and just see what the lawmakers work out. But the key is we want to make sure that that people can get through this if they've been negatively affected by it. But we also want to make sure that we're setting up the economy for a quick recovery as soon as we can get back to work, and especially once we have a vaccine.
In our final 90 seconds, the president's gone back to doing the 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific coronavirus task force press briefing. Although a lot of times it has nothing to do with the coronavirus, it has to do with the news of the day, I guess it would be. Is this going to be a good thing for the president? And what's behind the effort to go almost daily?
Well, I think what you see the president is responding to what the current situation on the ground is. As you well know, we have seen a very disturbing increase in positive cases, primarily in the Sun Belt states, but we've also started to see some in other areas that had not been previously hit. The good thing is, if there is a good thing, is that the average age of the people who are testing positive now is much younger. So that's why we're seeing the mortality rate or the percentage of people who are succumbing to it dropping throughout this entire process. And we've got to remember that the overall overwhelming percentage of people who test positive will recover, and many of them will not even know or have very minor symptoms. This is not a death sentence, even though there's a lot of folks in the mainstream media that want to make it sound that way.
I know he's talked about, and even so has Dr. Fauci, talked about the possibility of vaccines by the end of the year. Is it possible that there could be an October surprise, and that October surprise, maybe mid to late October, could be a vaccine that tests out?
It's very possible. I don't think this one has anything to do with the timing of the election. It really has timing to do with when we can get through the safety protocols and the testing. In fact, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, is heading down to Miami on Monday, where they're going to start and start the human next phase trials. I believe that's a phase 4 trial of a vaccine. So that's great news that we're there You've even heard some of these scientists, these long-term experts, say they've never seen information and a vaccine come together as quickly as it's coming together. The initial signs are very